Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We're in Masechta Tamid. We are in the third parak, Mishnayos Ches and Tes. And the Mishnah has been telling us about how people heard the doors of the Azara open. So the Mishnah tells us, Mi Yericho, Ayusham and Kol Shara Gadol Sheniftach, already far away in Yericho, outside of Yerushalayim. They were able to hear the doors of the Heichal being open. Miricho, Hayushom and Kol Magrefa. By the way, they were able to hear the Magrefa, which was a particular type of musical instrument, and they were able to hear it inside Yericho when it was playing in Yerushalayim. Miricho, Hayushom and Kol Eitz, Sha'asa Ben Katan Muchni Likior. They also heard every morning when Ben Katan set up a special wheel to lower the Kior down and bring it up to bring up the water. Right, so they would be able to hear that sound of the wheel going down. They were also able to hear the name when Gvini, who was the Cruz, that he would say up Imdu Kohanim Lavodaschem Belibim LeDuchanim Yisraelam Amadam. He was the alarm clock. And they would be able to hear him as far away as Yericho. Yericho Ayushomen Ko Chalil. They were able to hear the Chalil 12 days of the year playing for when it would be playing in Yerushalayim, they could hear it in Yericho. Yericho Ayushomen Ko Tzlatzal. When Ben Arza would play the Tzlatzal at the time of the Shir Shalyom, they in Yericho, they would already be able to hear it. Miricho Ayusham and Kol Ashir. They'd be able to hear the Shir of the Levim, the Shir Shalyom. Miricho Ayusham and Kol Ashofar. They could hear the Tekios of the Shofar and the Mikdash each and every day. Yeshomer Mafkol Shal Kohen Gadol B'Shoshu Masker Zashem B'Yom HaKippurim. Some would say they'd even be able to hear the voice of the Kohen Gadol. Miricho Ayum Merichim Reach Pitu Maktoris. They'd be able to hear to smell the smell of the people to Maktoris. Some Rabbi Lezer Ben Diglai. Ezim hayu de beis abba behar machor. They would be able. My father owned goats in Har Michvar. By mes atchos mireach pito maktoris. They would be able to to be affected by the smell of the pito maktoris. So the ktoris actually had focus that would last a long time. Going back to the issue where the person who was able to do the Mizbach HaPnimi, who was given the instructions to clean the ash off the Mizbach HaKtoris, he would take the basket with him, v'nichol defanav, and he would put it in front of him, v'yachofam v'nosin l'sochan, he would scrape off the with his hands, he would take off the desh, and he would take off the leftover ash from the ktoras and put it into the teni ubachrona. And when there was nothing left, only just a little bit of ash, and he couldn't take it with his hands, kibed es and es hashar lizocho. He would use a little like broom, like a utensil, in order to get the deshen into the teni. Vinicho, and then he would leave the basket inside the heichal. Biyatsa, and he would leave the heichal. He would not take the basket out yet. Then the guy who was given the job of cleaning out the menorah would come into the heichal. If he came in and he found the two candles on the northern side burning, because according to this author of the Mishnah, where was the menorah? The menorah was on the south side, lined up from east to west, so the eastern side stuff, midashin es hashar, he would not touch those two candles, but he would clean out the other five, right? Meniach es elu, and then he would leave these two alone, dokim b'makomam burning, right? And then, mitzan shekavu, but if he found that these two had also burned out, midashlanu madlikin min adokim, right? He would clean these two out, and then he would relight it from the other candles that were still burning. And then he would clean the others out. There was a level, a stool that had three steps to it. That's what he would do. He would stand on it, and he would clean up the neros. He would leave the special small utensil that he used to clean out the menorah, which held all the leftover bits that were cleaned, and he would leave it on the second step, and then he too would walk out at that moment in time. What would happen at that point in time? That we will discuss when we meet again tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everybody.